Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com. I'm Pastor Greg, and I welcome you to this study in our series on angels and the spirit world. This is titled Avenging Angels. To hear the conclusion of this study, or you can listen to any of the previous studies in this series that you might have missed, just visit our website, BBFOhio.com. You can also access more than 2,500 other half-hour Bible studies as of this date. You'll also find our contact and donation information there at BBFOhio.com. And now, our current events update, and then our study titled Avenging Angels, beginning with our opening text in Psalm 104, verses 1 through 4. This is part 1 of 2. Current events update. Headline reviews in the news. Number 1, Joe Biden is a corrupt, compromised liar. The headline in New York Post revealed Ukrainian exec thanked Hunter Biden for opportunity to meet Veep Dad in what they're calling Biden's secret emails that were on his laptop. Joe Biden totally lied about this, completely lied about it. And he lied about knowing anything about Hunter's business dealings and meeting anyone in Ukraine connected to him. Joe Biden, you're a liar. You are of your father, the devil. If you do not repent and believe the gospel, you will burn in hell for eternity, and you're making your place in hell hotter by the day. Amen. Hunter Biden introduced his father, then Vice President Joe Biden, to a top executive at a Ukrainian energy firm less than a year before the elder Biden pressured government officials in Ukraine into firing a prosecutor who was investigating the company and was going to expose Hunter and his dad. You get that?
Yep.
When Biden pressured the Ukrainian government to fire this guy, it was because this guy was going to expose Joe Biden. That's political corruption in the raw. The never-before-revealed meeting is mentioned in a message of appreciation that Vadim Pazarsky, an advisor to the board of Burisma, allegedly sent Hunter Biden on April 17, 2015, about a year after Hunter joined the Burisma board at a reported salary of up to $50,000 a month.
Wow.
For knowing nothing but having the same DNA, as far as we know, of Joe Biden. He has his same last name. Joe Biden is his legal guardian, if nothing else. That's why he's being paid $50,000 a month. He's being paid $50,000 a month for being a crook. This is the actual email that is on the laptop. Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. It's really, I think he's meant really, an honor and pleasure. As we spoke yesterday evening, would be great to meet today for a quick coffee. What do you think? I could come to your office somewhere around noon or so before on my way to airport, best V.
Oh my goodness.
But his name is in the email address and in the from for the... So American government and American media is controlled by a progressive liberal cult of devils with skin. This is a flagandcross.com cartoon by Branco, B-R-A-N-C-O. Elephants in the left-wing newsroom. CNN, MSNB, ABC... it was MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NPR, PBS. You have the Hunter Biden laptop. You have the border disaster, the inflation disaster, foreign policy disaster, energy disaster, Afghanistan disaster, crime disaster. But the little donkey there pretending to be news media is saying Ukraine, Putin, Russia, racism, white supremacy, global warming. And the majority of people you know are brainwashed fools who continue to watch that fake stuff called news.
Amen.
And I'm just telling you, if you want to preserve your freedom in this country, Christians across America have got to start telling, and yes, that includes your Christian friends and loved ones who watch that garbage, that you're really praying for them that they'll stop being fools.
Amen.
And they'll turn the garbage off. And like every cult, the cult of liberalism, lie and cover up for one another as much as possible. CNN admits now that Hunter Biden's laptop is authentic 532 days after initial reporting that it was a Russian hoax. They admit it now because they got the old man, the senile old reprobate Biden that they wanted in office by this kind of underhanded, crooked, fake news reporting as well as cheating. Don't be fooled, though. There were a lot of people who voted for Joe Biden. I mean, don't be fooled. This country is filled with idiots. And they will answer. Continuing to report, an earlier email from May 2014 also shows Pazarsky, reportedly Burisma's number three exec, asking Hunter for, quote, advice on how could use your influence. End quote, on the company's behalf. The blockbuster correspondence, which flies in the face of Joe Biden's claim that he's, quote, never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings, end quote, is contained in a massive trove of data recovered from a laptop computer. It gets better. But our corrupt FBI, let me say that again, our corrupt FBI and news media know all about Biden's lies. The FBI is involved in the cover-up, and anyone, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Independent, doesn't matter, who isn't calling for an investigation of the FBI and a removal of the people responsible are themselves part of the problem. This guy's not. FBI says Hunter Biden's laptop whereabouts are unknown. Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida put the FBI spokesman under questioning, and he denied knowing where the laptop is. Well, then Gaetz pulled out a flash drive where they have it downloaded. But instead of investigating the Bidens, this is what you got from the fakes in our news media. FBI probing if Russia involved in Hunter Biden email story. They weren't concerned with whether or not Joe Biden's a crook and a liar, or if his son's a crook or a liar, but they were concerned that maybe Russia had something to do with it. Flashback. MSNBC, CNN, CBS told viewers Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation. They now admit it was not. They are all liars. The Florida GOP rep, Matt Gaetz, is doing the FBI's job for them. He entered that flash drive with the contents of Biden's laptop into the congressional record. When he made a motion to do so, that reprobate that was ahead of the Trump hearings with the Darth Nader, he pulls his pants up to here, has a zipper that long. You know, everybody said they'd never seen a zipper that long on a pair of pants before. He tried to block it, but he didn't have any legal or power to do so. So he ended up having to let it go into the record. What that means is now all the congressmen have access to it. So your congressmen, our congressmen, have no excuse. GOP Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa did the work for the FBI, and we don't have time to watch it all, but you can go on Real Clear Politics, and you'll see he charts and all, outlines the extensive financial relationships between Hunter and James Biden and Chinese communists. And if you watch that using a Brave or Dissenter browser, then YouTube won't get any money out of you watching it. So that's the way to watch that YouTube video. If you don't, make the communists rich. And I'll say it again here. Stop using YouTube. You're making your enemy rich. Stop using Facebook. Stop using Twitter. You're making your enemy rich so they can kill you. Number two. Once again, new version publishers deny permission to use their copyrighted versions. These people are all of the same feather. The new Bible version people are just as wicked as the corrupt politicians. We told you previously the NIV publishers demanding payment and destroying Bibles and suing people, etc., if they don't pay up. There's an entire shipload of NIV Bibles in Japanese came to the port in Japan. And the Zondervan, HarperCollins people who own that, the rights to that man-made fake Bible, told them to turn around and go back at first, but then went and took the Bibles off and burned them. They would rather, of course, it probably did the people a favor because it's so corrupt, but they would rather burn Bibles than to let somebody make copies of them and hand them out for free. Think of that. These people weren't taking them over to sell them and make a profit. It was a mission. And they'd rather burn them. Think about that. How evil does someone have to be? This is a God Bless the USA Bible that they tried to put out a year ago. I mentioned it at some point last year, but not on a current events update. But it's coming out again. But the reason I didn't promote it last year is because they wanted to use the NIV. And now they're putting it out in the King James. Well, why is that? Where did it go in the meantime? Where's it been for a year? Zondervan, the owner of the NIV copyright, because it's man-made and fake, is facing a pushback, says it won't publish God Bless the USA Bible. You see, so Lee Greenwood was going to promote this. They put the lyrics of his song, and they put the founding documents of our country in the back, and it was going to be the NIV, and they got pushback from all the communist fake Christians called the evangelicals today.
Wow.
Zondervan said this week, and this is a year ago, this is the report from a year ago, it won't publish a God Bless the USA Bible that critics said promoted Christian nationalism and skewed the lines between the secular and the sacred. I got news for you. These same liars pretend, they've even got books and stuff where they'll tell you there's no such thing as a difference between sacred and secular.
Wow.
Because they say that everything should be sacred. Well, okay. Then how did you come up with a sacred and secular here, you liar?
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. Because they're a bunch of devils. The special edition Bible is inspired by Lee Greenwood's hit song and includes not only the text of the Scripture, but also copies of the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Pledge of Allegiance, and the text of the Greenwood song. Its promotional website says it's the perfect to take to church, a Bible study, to work, to travel, etc., and is the ultimate American Bible. A May 13 story in Religion Unplugged said Zondervan was in talks with Elite Source Pro to print the Bible, but this week Zondervan told Religion Unplugged it would not publish it. A petition asking Zondervan not to print it had garnered more than 900 signatures.
Wow.
900 signatures. We have almost 350 million people in this country. And they're telling you that 900 apostates signing a petition, a lot of them were probably sodomites who'd hate the Bible anyway, and they're not going to publish this thing because of those 900 people. The petition labeled the God Bless the USA Bible a mix that will, quote, exacerbate the challenges to American evangelicalism, adding fuel to the Christian nationalism and anti-Muslim sentiments found in many segments of the evangelical church. Think of how stupid that comment is. A patriotic song and our founding documents in the Bible are a toxic mix. So these people are the people who are killing our churches with their false gospel, their sodomite-friendly philosophy of ministry, and their new Bible versions. Anti-Muslim sentiments. And what they mean by anti-Muslim sentiments is simply not going along with Chrislam. They want all the churches to get together. I get the emails from the local churches all around here who get together and powwow with the Jewish rabbi and the Muslim clerics and everybody. And they're trying to bring everybody together under that ecumenical one world religion. But what was hidden in these reports was the denial of the use of the NIV. See, the reason I didn't mention this last year is because the reports didn't mention that the reason the Bible wasn't going to be published was because not only was Zondervan not going to publish it themselves, they wouldn't allow them to use the NIV. Bible publishers often produce custom Bibles for special events or groups, from Christian sororities to sports teams. Printing the entirety of the NIV Bible, listen to this is factual, Printing the entirety of the NIV Bible text in the U.S. requires a license from HarperCollins, who also prints the Satanic Bible, Christian Publishing Incorporated, or a manufacturing agreement with them. Zondervan, owned by HarperCollins, explains on its website that obtaining the license requires layers of approval, including approving descriptions of additional content that would be added to the Bible text and knowing the target audience and size. Think of that. It's all about the money. So, the printers resorted to what Bible translation? Survey says, a King James translation that is not copyrighted.
Amen.
When it's God's Word, you don't need man's permission.
Amen.
Any of you got the money and the time, go take the King James Bible, make as many copies as you want. You can give them away for free. You can sell them $500 per copy if you can get somebody to pay you that much money. There's no copyright. Because it's God's Word. 2 Timothy 2:9, wherein I suffer trouble as an evil doer, even unto bonds, but the Word of God is not bound. And if your Bible has a copyright and you can't freely copy it and hand it out, you've got a Bible that is bound. It's not the Word of God. It contains the Word of God, but it also contains error. The Bible that we have, the King James Bible, not only contains the Word of God, but is the Word of God without error.
Amen.
That's the difference. All right, avenging angels. Angels aren't just messengers. Remember that from our study of angels. I think it's our first study. Always let the Bible define your terms. Don't go to a lexicon. And if you are reading the commentary, there's nothing wrong with that, but you have to judge everything outside of this book. You judge it by the book. Doesn't matter who wrote it. Jessica says she wants to read my blog now. Fine, but always judge what you read in that blog by the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes they bring fire and death. And we're not talking about the bad angels. And that's what a lot of people, because they don't read their Bible, they think only bad angels kill people. I got news for you. God kills people.
Amen.
Jesus is going to return 7 years, more than 7 years after the rapture. He's going to kill a couple of billion people. Then he's going to kill a bunch of people at the end of the millennium. So let's start in Psalm 104. I got it right there. Psalm 104, and let's read verses 1 through 4. And I'm going to have you read the even verses with me. If you're there, pick up with verse 2. I'll start with verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, Thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest Thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of His chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds His chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh His angels spirits, His ministers a flaming fire. Amen?
Amen?
Doesn't that sort of sound like this? We read early in a previous study, Genesis 3:24, when He drove Adam and Eve out of the garden. So He drove out the man and He placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims with a flaming sword. That sounds very much like what we just read in verse 4, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. But in most cases, such avenging spirits are directly, plainly called angels. In that case, we're told it's cherubs. And so, in verse 4, just want to start by pointing out this is not just apocalyptic imagery. Liberals and heretics, if you read certain things, they'll try to tell you this is all just symbolic, you know, and that kind of thing. Most of them don't even believe in angels. That's why they teach that stuff. Most of those people don't believe in God. And so, I talked to a liberal one time. I've only been saved about a year. And I was debating. He was wanting to debate with me on the issue of eternal security. At the time, I wasn't really solid on my belief on it. I believed more like the official National Association of Free Will Baptist doctrine, which says they believe in the security of the believer, but there is the possibility of final apostasy, where you could lose it, but you could never be saved again. I was leaning that way because I wasn't fully dispensational, and there's places in the Bible that make you believe that. Hebrews 6 and other places. So anyway, I was defending the security of the believer apart from total apostasy. And he was debating with me for a little while, and then I started picking up on... I'd never talked to anybody like this, but I could pick up on things. I could tell he didn't really believe the Bible. This guy's a graduate of the Methodist Theological Seminary right up there near Delaware. He has a degree, he had a master's degree from a theological seminary, and I could tell talking to him he didn't even believe the Bible at all. So finally I started asking him, and sure enough, he did not believe the Bible was an infallible, inspired Word of God. Seminary degree, had a church. I said, well, why in the world would you want to be a minister anyway? I'll give him this. He was one of the most honest false teachers I've ever talked to. Because I asked him, I said, why would you want to be a pastor? He said, the benefits. He said, I get 6 weeks vacation. I go on retreats, conferences. I'm only here about half a year. I'm making, at that time, he was making about $75,000 a year, which is about like $150,000 now. And without even bat an eye. That was why he was in the ministry. That's the kind of people that write that stuff and say, oh, this is just apocalyptic imagery. We don't really believe these things. You better watch. Satan's got his preachers out there. Cemeteries, that's right. Some folks have great difficulty with the word evil as well. Evil is not always sinful, but describes the wrath of God. Look over in Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45. So some people have problems with the idea of angels being ministers of flaming fire and that sort of thing. And we're going to see a couple of those references later. But they also have trouble with the idea that God and His angels would exact evil on the wicked. And that's because of the misunderstanding of the word evil itself. Isaiah 45, I'll read verse 6, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord and there is none else. Read verse 7. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. I've heard some people explain, well, God didn't directly create evil, but He created Lucifer who became evil. Well, there's some truth to that, but again, you're filling the word evil with a false definition. Evil is kind of like the internet we talked about Sunday. Internet isn't evil, it's neutral. You can use the internet for good or evil. Oh, there you go. And it's either way. Well, evil itself, we use it just like I did almost all the time. Evil, it's bad. Well, but the thing is evil is not sin unless the context means that it's sin. Evil itself is neutral. God brought evil on the entire world when Noah and his family got on the boat and it rained and killed them all. That was a very terrible time of evil coming upon the whole world. It's not sin. Once we understand that God's wrath is administered by God and His ministers, we can then understand avenging angels. Scripture with Scripture. Note, before we get to reading, you may think of other instances, but don't confuse avenging and that of rescuing or guarding, which will be in our next study. I'm just saying that because you guys have a tendency to say, what about this? Well, next week we'll talk about that. Our first example is from the final plague in Egypt. And that's in Exodus 12, 21 to 23. And who's going to read that? Jessica? Go ahead and read that.
Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you.
So in verse 23, you see the reference to the destroyer. If you've got the blood on the lintel and the doorpost, then he will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. I saw a guy, and he was a Jewish. He wasn't even Christian. And he was showing, they were...